Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joining us now, one of the newest members of the Tennessee Titans, linebacker Will Compton. Will, what's going on this morning?
Not much, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. How much can you sort of relate to the undrafted free agents you see coming in here, sort of given your own experience in the past?
Anytime you go undrafted, I feel like I definitely have experience in that area. It sucks at the moment, but, you know, when everything plays out and pans out like it's supposed to, you know, I wouldn't change the story now. But, you know, helping these guys, helping them approach that learning curve and the day-to-day grind that they're going to face and the mentality and everything that goes into it, you know, I can't wait to help them out.
What was the point, you know, back in your days with the Redskins early on when you saw the light kind of come on and say, hey, man, this thing is really going to happen for me?
It took a while, man. You know, my first year I was on practice squad the entire time, and I'd say, you know, mid-year I thought that, you know, I was able to play, but one game the starter went down with an ACL, and they ended up bringing somebody else in for special teams to keep me on the practice squad, which was a bummer at the time. But, you know, the next year I had to do the rookie minicamp a second year in a row because I didn't get a credited season my rookie year. So I had to do a rookie minicamp 2 years in a row, which I hated at the time. But we didn't draft any inside backers that year, and we didn't really have many defensive guys except like one outside linebacker, which you don't really have to teach a whole lot because outside linebacker, you know, no offense to them, but it's not that hard of a position to learn. And at rookie minicamp, you know, a bunch of the coaches were able to work one-on-one and hands-on with me a lot more, and I was really able to kind of show them my, you know, the way I played, the communication, the instincts and things like that by being like, you know, the starter, so to speak, in the rookie minicamp, and they were able to coach me a lot because they had been around me and knew me. So that was the moment when they were like, hey, Comp, you know you can make this team and play, right? And I'm thinking in my head, like, yeah, I know, you know, I just, you guys need to, you know, take that chance and give me an opportunity. But, you know, that year, that moment's when I realized, you know, I have a legit shot at playing in the league.
How's the adjustment to a new team gone for you?
It's awesome, man. I love it here. I love the coaching staff. I love the locker room. You know, everybody's hungry to win. They come in, they're coming off a big year, going to, you know, second round of the playoffs. But I'm excited, man. It's been a blast so far, and I can't wait to continue.
Well, man, thanks for coming on, and man, you know, I really appreciate what you've done and how much work you put in to make it to this point. But man, did you watch the draft with the Titans and go, "Crap, man, they drafted a middle linebacker"? Oh man, now we're gonna be competing. Now it's on.
Absolutely, I'm not gonna lie about that. You know, I've told Rashawn that I was like, bro, I was bummed when we picked you. But
way to make him feel welcome.
Yeah, exactly. But that's part of the game, man. You know, I said in an interview, I believe last week. I mean, that's what it's been like for me since I've came into the league, and I don't expect it to change just because I made it in the free agency and seeing another team wanted me. So, you know, I know what I bring to the table. I know there's always going to be a grind out there for me, and I always got to put a chip on my shoulder. And, you know, that's how I want it.
Man, tell us something about you that a lot of people don't know about you, I guess, so we can get to know you a little bit here in Tennessee, like maybe what shows you watch, what kind of food you love to eat. I mean, you know, give us a little breakdown, you know, about Will Compton. If you didn't play linebacker, what, you know, in the NFL, what would you be doing? Kind of some of those things.
Well, if I wasn't playing linebacker in the NFL, I would be coaching. I'm definitely want to be one of those guys that transitions from player to coach. As far as, like, you know, small things, you know, I eat about everything. I'll try anything. My favorite food is barbecue and Thai food. What's another thing interesting y'all don't know about me?
What's one of your favorite shows?
My favorite shows, God, Game of Thrones. I cannot wait till the next season comes out. Game of Thrones is number one for me. What's another one? What's a couple shows y'all like?
Billions.
Get my brain going.
Billions.
You say Billions? I have not seen Billions.
Oh, I love Billions.
Yeah, pretty gay.
Right. Barry. Shows I've watched on Netflix. One of my favorites is Sons of Anarchy. That was
okay.
Yeah, love Sons of Anarchy.
Dexter, if you're into like the
love whole, Dexter,
you know,
yeah,
okay. Dexter's real cool.
What about too. Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, I go off and on, man. I watch every episode. I watch every season. There's times where I love it, and there's times where I'm like, this is getting stupid. Why am I watching this anymore? All that stuff. But yeah, I enjoy Walking Dead as well. I'm a big zombie guy.
Coming in, you know, Mike Vrabel, kind of an overachiever as a player. Can you guys kind of relate to each other, you know, on that level, you know, both linebackers and all that?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I feel like we're kind of cut from the same mold a little bit as far as, you know, he's kind of been in every seat we're in the team meeting room as far as being a starter, being a backup, being a special teams guy, being, you know, all those sorts of things. But, you know, definitely somebody I look up to. I'm going to enjoy learning from him. I've learned a lot from him so far, and I'm excited to continue doing that.
How has being an undrafted free agent, you talked about this a little bit, but how has it shaped you as a player in the NFL in terms of your mindset and just, you know, how you've, yeah, just how you don't take anything for granted, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. Not taking anything for granted and, you know, enjoying every step of the way. And, like, you always, anytime there's some type of adversity or stressful situation, your mind is immediately just in survival mode as far as you think at any moment you could be gone. Whether that might be the case or not, you're just always, like, I feel like I'm always on edge, especially if things aren't going, like, extremely smooth and things like that. But, I enjoy it now. I kind of embraced the whole undrafted thing. And we got several guys on the team who came from the undrafted mold. Wesley Woodyard, he was an undrafted guy, and he's going into year 11. So we got a few guys in that room that, you know, we're all kind of cut from the same mold. It's fun to be around.
What about you talked about your reaction when Rashawn Evans was drafted, but if he asks you for help or if you see something that you think could help him, will you give him advice? A lot of guys won't do it.
Well, that's not in your contract, Will. You don't have to.
No, man, absolutely I'll do it. I'm not one of those guys. I'm just, when you ask that question, I'm being honest. If anybody tells you, y'all know they weren't bummed that they jumped that their position in the first round or any round, really. Like, you everybody, if they watch the draft, because, you know, it's every year. There's a new crop that comes in every year. But they're all helping as much as they can. I already had him in the sauna and doing things with me right after practice and teaching him a few things already. But, you know, you got to be a great teammate, man, and that's how we're going to win a Super Bowl. And that's the first goal, first and foremost.
From the outside looking in, how much drama was there in Washington involving Kirk Cousins and all that stuff? And, and you know, obviously, you know, you have a ringside seat to that.
More than you know. I'll keep it at that. More than you know.
Well, Compton's been our guest. Great visiting with you. We appreciate the time this morning. Good stuff. He's a big zombie guy. We learned that for sure. We'll have a great day. We'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks again.
Okay, have a good day.